Greetings, and bienvenue, Midnight Crew. Thank you for returning to this broadcast. And welcome to new viewers joining us for the first time. If you like a video, then feel free to subscribe.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is not a LARP. I was wondering if you all would like to hear of my encounter with the MIB as a kid. If I get one reply that's interested, I will tell my experience. I was told by those who seemed to be working with for them that they would kill me in not so many words if I talked. But it's been a long time, and I feel I want to get this out there if others are intrigued. I don't know if this really belongs on /X/, but figured it would fit best here judging by how UX files tend to be. So who wants to hear of my experience? All right, here goes, guys. To start, I will give context. At around 8 years old, the school I was in decided to send me to this facility, and convinced my parents it would be best for me. It was marketed to us as a place built to help students like me who aren't violent but have difficulty socializing or fitting in properly. I was bullied insanely bad by the kids there, namely because a cousin of mine moved there around the same time as me and began spouting lies about me to them. Destroyed the friendships I began making there within days of his arrival, because he's a psychopath. To give context of his character, he's on the sex offender registry now. Anyway, we were given a tour. Seemed good. I was excited because I was told it would be great, and was too trusting of their marketing and desperate to get away from my current situation to protest / investigate too much into the minor details I noticed while touring the facility. We signed a document that was basically an NDA. I was made to sign it too, despite being a minor. Didn't read all the terms, because I thought my parents did. They also didn't and were basically rushed into signing. More red flags, I guess, but again, we were desperate and this place seemed good. It was called LABE. Least, that's what they told the US Gov it was called. When I began going there, the shit began hitting the fan fast. I was given drugs to take, mandatory there. All students are heavily medicated. Didn't know that before signing the dotted line either. And basically, they said they owned my ass now from morning to evening. I was then experimented on, usually via psychological torture, drug therapies with unknown side effects and implications. Was put on drugs I didn't need, and at points given drugs not on the official records. If I refused, they would bring in their muscle and he would hold me down and force it down my throat. This went on for months. I spent 2 years in this facility. I was on like 5 meds most of the time, which made me lose my mind and basically fried my brains. On top of this, they would do various things to make me confused and doubt my sanity even more to boot. They later admitted to some of this, and basically told my parents, "Yeah, we did all that. What you gonna do about it?" Many things about this place were off from the inside, even to my drug-riddled, borderline, insane mind. I only remember 4 months or so out of those 2 years there, which doesn't happen for me. My memory and points of no interest just recall as a blur. Not a complete blank, so that's creepy that I don't remember the majority of my time there. Anyways, one day, while I was at my desk, I was separated from the rest of the students on our side of the facility due to being the youngest. There was another kid to my left, but he was also slightly older than me. A car pulls up, kind of loud. I took notice being in the closest room to the front of the building, save for office and front desk areas, and had a visual on the front left side of the parking lot from my point of view. It was a black sedan, full size from the looks of it. 80s too, judging by the headlights from my range. Couldn't make out too much, but 3 things stood out. 1. There was no branding of make or model on the car anywhere. For cars of that size at the distance I would have seen a Cadillac or Ford logo easily. But I saw nothing, not even trim on the body. 2. The headlights looked off. It's hard to describe. But it felt like I was looking at a shape that just confused my brain. Headlights were also on too, despite it being daytime. 3. Windows were tinted and no license plate on its bumper, though I didn't see its rear, so perhaps there was something there. 4 men get out and come into the front desk. The moment they stepped in, me and my fellow lab rat got nervous. Something about this whole thing was off. We hadn't seen this before now, and could just feel a sense of doom creep up our spines. We exchanged glances of shock / confusion / fear, and he just darted his head and eyes to his papers. I, on the other hand, being braver than my buddy, kept looking. The lady at the desk, Vicky, seemed really nervous, like her boss's boss had showed up or something. She escorts the leader of this merry band to her boss, Jerry, another woman, and comes back to the desk. The other men begin to stroll down the hall to my right on the other side of my wall. I didn't know how exactly then, but I could feel their presence. It just felt malevolent and unnerving. I felt them walk by me on the other side of the wall more than I heard them. One of these men strolled with Vicky into the room we were in. To talk shop and debrief, she began handing him papers. I was unnerved, but was holding it together enough to eye his backside up and down, trying to make sense of what I was looking at. He was 6 feet tall, black pants. He wore a light gray shirt with a suit jacket over it, black tie, which I glanced to see when he walked in. Black or dark brown dress shoes that had no dirt on them, which was weird given the parking lot has a lot of dirt and dust. Struck me as odd. Then I looked up after noticing his feet shifted. He's looking at me. That's when I began to crack. Being so drugged, I can barely hold my mind together as is, and being stared at by one of these guys. I finally began to really show my fear. He had steel gray eyes, not blue or pale blue, a silver gray. I think his hair was dark brown or black, but he had a hat on, so it's hard to tell given how little there seemed to be poking out. Those eyes pierced straight through me. It felt like something inhuman was staring at me. Like this man. Could break my arm and not even break his flat expression. Guy looked to be in his 40s. Agile build. Knew he would wreak me if he wanted. I felt fear like I hadn't felt in a long time. The last time I felt that raw, primal fear was when I encountered a pack of wolves as a toddler in the woods behind my first home. And that's what it felt like, being sized up by a hungry wolf. Then he spoke. It was flat. Emotionless and calm despite his obvious malice and contempt towards me looking at him. He said, "You're brave. You might want to stop being so brave. Tilt your head down." I did as I was told, and he turned back to talk and receive her papers. Then I heard it. Scuffling, the buddy to my left was sobbing he was so scared. I realized I was sobbing too from looking this guy in the eyes. The two other men that walked by, they grabbed another kid, much older than I. And he sounded like he was putting up a hell of a fight. Began to scream for help, but no one was going to help him. I knew if I got up, or even moved the wrong way, that guy would annihilate me before I even got out of my seat. They sounded like they beat the tar out of him. Then he fell silent. I guess they either knocked him out or drugged him. And then we heard those men drag him off to the car. I had slightly turned my head so my left ear could hear the commotion better. And hadn't noticed this man was done and now eyeing me again. I felt it, though, when the kid went silent. He said, "What did I just say, boy?" I looked up at him again. He was a little closer. I was less afraid now. Fight flight was kicking in and I was in fight mode, knowing I couldn't flee. He eyed me again, boring into me like a wolf about to pounce, and said, "Your eyes, we're not so different, are we? Ha! You're too young, stop looking. Don't you have math to do?" Then he got closer and saw my doodles. "I see you know the shapes. Do you know what they mean?" "Heh, of course you don't. Don't remember my face, understood?" I nodded, and he turned to say goodbye to Vicky, who seemed more scared than me but refused to show it. He nudged my way and went to walk out. But me being the stupid kid I was, I kept looking. I began to try and take in his front side better, not looking him in the eyes. He then said, "You're not supposed to look at me, boy." Motions Vicky. "Retrain that one now." Vicky got to it immediately, began scolding me for looking at him. I couldn't help it. He was the most interesting and terrifying thing in the room at present, and I didn't want to lose track of him again. This earned me a trip in the padded room. But before I got dragged off by the muscle, I saw the kid being loaded into the trunk of the car. Apparently, he stirred again and began fighting the men. He was subdued fast, but they had to put more effort in than I guess they liked to. The man rejoined his merry band with their boss after I was halfway to the pads. I was terrified, but I couldn't do anything different. My mind goes blank after being chucked into the padded room for a bit. I don't know what they did to me. The next memory is shortly before being loaded on the bus. "You are to never speak of today, understood, Anon. We will know if you do talk to anyone, And unless you want to be that other boy, you will keep your mouth shut about this. I nodded reflexively and shambled to the bus. My buddy seemed shaken up, but said he couldn't remember what happened either. Apparently, he can't remember what the man looked like, and said it's just a blur for him. I know he saw this dude. He was sobbing. How could he forget so easily? What did they do to me in that room? Why were they carting a kid off in the trunk of the car? Why were these men so terrifying? I don't know much in regards to this. I just know what I saw and heard. I told my mom snippets of this the day it happened, but refused to go into hardly as much detail as I have for you, /X/. I hope you enjoyed it. This is the most detail I have ever given anyone ever about this experience. I do know these guys weren't normal inspectors or the like. Nothing matches. Also, I wasn't sure if this even happened, until I was discussing some MKUltra stuff with my mom for the Lowells, and she mentioned this to me during the convo. We had a collective WTF over the similarities of my experiences in this facility and those poor saps. I still didn't divulge everything, because I was dog-tired and didn't want to freak myself and her out further. But yeah, she made sure to remember that day's events too, at least what I was willing to tell her when it happened. And that just let me know it probably happened, since she confirmed that my retelling of what I remembered falls in line with what I said that day. My mom also got threatened by the staff in similar fashion, though she never brought this event up to them. Given what they told me they would do, I know a lot of people on here will think this is me LARPing, but this is something that happened. I don't know how I can prove it, given the facility no longer exists, and every time I try to find records of it in my area, I fail to find Jack. It's like someone scrubbed any mention of it after they shut it down. I know it's real. Everyone in my family remembers it. Even people outside my immediate family still alive remember it. Because of how messed up that whole situation was in so many ways. And that kid, we never saw him again. I don't know what happened to him, but whatever it was, I know it probably wasn't good. I still don't fully get what he meant by the shapes, though. I just drew doodles of interconnecting grids of circles, lines. I don't know what he means. Think that was just him screwing with me, or was that something actually useful? Like a hint? I was hoping someone could fill in blanks for me on what all this shit means. Cause for the life of me, I can't figure out the goals these psychos had, and would love to know what and why. Another thing, this facility also had ties to the local asylum too. And that asylum is known far and wide as being corrupt to the core. People are experimented on there. But no one says or does anything because the authorities don't give a shit. Not sure if these guys are also doing something there, but it's a neat connection I noticed. They weren't staff at that place, though. I have seen the asylum come to take off kids having breakdowns or due for being shipped. They looked like nurses and orderlies and drove a van. Nothing like these dudes. Also saw inspectors in my time there, too. Can't be them. Those guys look normal for the most. These guys were in a league of their own in just weirdness. And yes, the staff did mention and admit to committing crimes against me to us during and after my stint there. Literally telling my parents, yeah, what you gonna do about it?
You should try to find a private hypnosis therapist and arrange yourself a few sessions.
Would if I could friend. But there's no one like that in my area, and I doubt my insurance would cover it. Plus, they might still be keeping tabs on me. And I rather not make it obvious I am trying to piece things together overtly. Rather not have that sedan pull up in my driveway, you know?
What's your spirituality like now? It was probably just your basic mind control shit. Take smart, could be future leaders and break them when they're children. That or just scoop up as many as possible and find ones with skills they can put to use in the black ops and take those kids like they did that dude.
Not sure if there's any real change in my soul, if that's what you mean. I do, however, seem to spot shadow people more often after that facility stint, and apparently repel them given they refuse to stick around once I enter the room, notice them. And I also exhibit other abnormal traits, but those were present prior to my stint, so, yeah. Ah, could see that being the case. Creepy for sure.
Do you have any chances to find out where does that other buddy of yours lives? If you can, you should talk to him and ask him to give you something straight out of his memory. I mean, you have already said how you are not sure what happened to that other kid. Could you remember his appearance?
I didn't know the kid they took that well. Like I said, we were isolated from them. And socializing with someone in another block was not allowed during school hours. As to the kid who I knew, I have no clue how I could find him. I can't remember his full name, only knew him by his middle name. And that's because it was a name I remember a different kid I knew from my hometown. Definitely not the same boy, though. That one was younger than me. And I distinctly remember my buddy from the facility being a few months older than me. My buddy was pretty chill, though, despite the drugs we were forced on. I miss him sometimes. Was the only friend I had after the one in my hometown died from gang violence.
I hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's story, then please subscribe to the channel as more green texts will appear daily. A new broadcast will appear when the clock strikes midnight Central Time.
Remember to check out the Odyssey page in the description for a second archive of the channel's videos.